Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Pei Chet Amud Aleph, looking at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud, which is the next Mishnah in this, the 10th Perek, which is of course the 9th Perek in Mishnayot. And this is Mishnah Gimel, which continues with the discussing and analyzing the liquid measures that are used in the Mikdash. Revi'it mayim tamashameshet. What was the purpose of the revi'it halog? Revi'it mayim lemitzora. It was used to measure out a revi'it of water used for the mitzora purification ceremony outside in the field. Revi'it shemen lenazir. And a revi'it that was used, we'll see why, there was one revi'it of oil used for the 20 loaves brought by the nazir. Chatzi log mayim shamesh. What was the purpose of the half log? Chatzi log mayim lesota. The sota ceremony involved bringing half a log of water. And that's where the dirt and then the Megillah would be mixed in. Chatzilog shemen l'todah, and the todah, the matzot of the todah, had a half log, twice as much as the nazir, and we'll see why. Uvalog emadei l'chol menachot. The log was used for all menachot that have either one log or two log or three log of shemen that go with them. Afilu mincha shal shishim yisaron oten la'shishim log. And if it's a regular mincha, which has one log per yisaron, even if you bring 60 esronot, which is the number we always play with, we'll see why later in the Masachet, then you bring 60 lugin, and you measure them out in 60 times in the log measure. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mer, afilu mincha shal shishim yisaron en la'ela luga. He says every mincha, minchat nedava, has one log, no matter how much flour there is. Shenemar l'mincha v'log shaman, in a description of the poor Mitzora's offering. Remember, Mitzora gets three options of what to bring. In the poor version, where he brings a korban, a chatat, and a mincha, it says the mincha v'log shaman. So like every mincha gets a log. And now, what are shisha? Shisha lapar ba'ala ayul shlosha lakeves. I went through that in the previous Mishnah. The six lugim, meaning half a hin, was for the par. The four, which is the third of a hin, the four lugin is for the ram. Anything that's any mincha brought with a ram has that much oil. And shlosha lekeves, which is three lugin for a keves. Shlosha umechza lemenorah. And by the way, the menorah got 3.5 lugin every evening. Chatzi log v'chol ner. Half a log times 7. Okay. Now, Yativ Rabbi v'kakashile, Rabbi revit lamanim shecha. Rabbi sat and asked the following question. Why was there a need to anoint and sanctify a revit halog? Meaning, you had to sanctify this measure so that liquids going in it would become kadosh. E de mitzorah, if it's because of the mitzorah that we mentioned, chutzu, that's done outside of the mikdash. It's done outside of the city. There's nothing kadosh about it in that way. There's nothing kadosh. V'inazir, if it's for the nazir that we mentioned, lechem nazir v'shchit atayil to the kadosh. The loaves do not become kadosh until you shech the ayil, just like with the todat. So Amar le'Abichir, Abichir turned to him and said, Shabaya modeh l'chavitei kohen gadol. They used to use the revi'it, shemen l'chol chala v'chala, to measure out for each of the six loaves of the kohen gadol in the morning and six in the afternoon. Do the math. Revi'it shemen times 6 is 1.5 log, and that's what you get in the morning, and that's what you get in the afternoon. So karia, that and that was sanctified in the kli. Kari alei mi'eretz merchak ish atzati. So we invoke part of this pasuk from Yeshayahu. The man of my counsel came from a distance, because Rabbi Chi, of course, made aliyah from Bavel to study with Rebbe, and then gave him this answer. Chatzilog amayim meshamesh. What was the purpose of the chatzilog? So in the Mishnah, it said that it was used for the sota, etc. Yativ Rabbi Kakashlo. Rabbi asked the same question. Chatzilog amayim shach. E sota, if it's a sota, it's not mundane waters that you're putting in there. Maim kadoshim k'tiv. You have to take maim kadoshim from the kior and take them out so they're already sanctified. E toda, and the same problem with the nazir. Lach mitor b'shchita todo d'kadshi. They become sanctified not when you put the oil in, not when you put the oil into the kli, but rather when you shech the korban. From Rabbi Shimon ber Rabbi, so his own son told him, Shivoya machalei chatzi log shem and lachol ner v'ner. As you saw at the end of the Mishnah, they used a half log measure to measure out the oil for each ner in the menorah. Amarlo ner Yisrael. What did he call his son? Oh, lamp of Israel. Kachaya. That's exactly what it was. Evidently, Rebbe said, I forgot, or I was testing you in any other way. He praised his son. So Rabbi Chia and then Rabbi Shimon Rebbe each get this praise. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rebbe. Now he quotes Rebbe saying, ner shekavta. Let's talk about the menorah a little bit. If one of the nerot went out in the middle of the night, nidashen hashemen, then the oil has now become deshen, meaning used up and can't be relit. Nidashna Ptila, as the wick has become used up. Ketzaro said, what's the solution? So you with a coin, it goes in there and sees that it's gone out in the middle of the night. Mitivai has to clean it out. Benotain Bashemanu Madlikai to put in new oil, new wick, and light it. Yat Rabbi Zirka overcoming by Elaz, Rabbi Zirka asked the following question. Shinotain Bashemen, Kimitabi Shanal Kimosha Hasra. How much oil does he put in there? In the menorah in the middle of the night? Do you put in a full night's worth, or do you put the amount that's missing? Rabbi Yirmi Apshita the Chamida Rishonis. It must be the original amount. If it's how much is missing, you don't know how much is missing. In other words, we don't have a measuring tool for all of the different gradations. If you're going to say, perhaps we're going to measure it out, and then they're going to have all sorts of different measures, and we have a tradition of seven measures. So, he said a beautiful pasuk, applying to Rabbi Yirmiya, giving this answer, and again, just like Rabbi gave to his Talmud and to his son, your glory is successful, and you have Dvarim Et, etc. Okay, Itmar Nam, Rabbi Yavam, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yabam, Rabbi Yachanin, Rabbi Rabbi, so it either goes back to Rabbi Yochanan or to Rabbi. You put in, like you did for the rest of them, and for this one, a full night's worth, umadlika. Funabarator of Yehuda Amar of Sheshet. So now we have this halacha of Sheshet. Ner shemikdash shaprakim have. That's a little bit tricky. What it means is that the ner was bendable and was part of one piece of gold that they somehow made bendable so you could move it down. Why? When the Torah says that you make the menorah out of one solid piece of gold, it's not just talking about the stems, it's also talking about the cups. And therefore, since you have to clean them out, you have to have some way to turn them upside down and to get it out. Therefore, if there was no way to bend them down, you couldn't clean them out, so they must be bendable. Meitave, watch this challenge, Kate Sado said, what do you do if it goes out? Misalkanu minichan ba'oel, or how do you clean them out every morning? You take them out, you put them down in the mikdash. The oel is a borrowed term here. Umekanchan misfog, you clean them out with a sponge of some sort. Ten man shemen umadlikan, and then you put in shemen and relight them, which means they do get taken out. The answer is, huda amar ki aitana. Rav Sheshet was following this tana, who said, Tanya chamomrim lo ayu bazizino tamim koma, the menorah was not moved. What do you mean? It's movable, but they didn't move it. Not which means they chose not to move it, but rather it wasn't movable, which means that Rav Sheshet was following that opinion to say that what the menorah. Remember, we have a machloket about the exact shape of the menorah. We also have machloket about whether or not the neirot were removable. Who are these chachamim he's relying on? It's Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. There was some sort of a cover on each nair. When you want to clean it out, you push it towards the mouth, and what happens is it tips over. When you want to put in the oil, or after you put in the oil, you push it in the other direction, and it stands up. Which means it isn't moved, it just shifts within its place. Plukta the Hani Tanoi, and that machloket replicates this machloket. The Tanya menorah v'nerotea ba'ot mina kikar. The menorah and its nerot all come from one piece of gold. V'ein malkachel machlotea mina kikar, but not all of the tools and appurtenances they used to clean it out, etc. Those do not come from the kikar. Rabbi Nechemya omer menorah ita ba mina kikar, only the menorah. V'lo nerotea, so Rabbi Nechemya would seem to be the author of that brighter that said you take it out and clean it out. About minakikar. Micah Bipalgi, so what's the machloket? Bahai kra. The tanya kikar zahav tor yase ota. The menorah is made of one piece of gold. One kikar, one talent. Amadu le menorah shabah minakikar. So we see that it comes from the menorah comes from one. Minayim about nerotah. How do I know the nerotah are included? Talmud lomar et kol akilim ha'ele. Ureva sevi et kol akilim ha'ele. Make all these kelim. So it's inclusive. So maybe all of the tools have to be made from one kikar. Tamlamar ota. Kikar zahav tahor yase ota. Make it. Rabbi Nechemya. By the way, Rabbi Nechemya here is taking the position that the neirot are from the kikar. And in the previous paraita, he had the opposite position. The answer is kashu Rabbi Nechemya. Try to know Rabbi Nechemya. There's two versions of Rabbi Nechemya. Okay. Shimon Kor Chomer, here's the disputant. Menorah ba'minakikar. This is the position Rabbi Nechemya had previously. In the other version, the menorah only came from the kikar. So what does he do with it? Kol ha-kelim ha-elu, that expansive phrase. Shukilim shel zahav, to tell me that all the kelim were made of gold. Not the same piece of gold, but gold. Zahav behed yiktibo, what are you talking about? That's explicit. Zahav tahor. All these things are gold, pure gold. So lunitzuch ha-lefi neirot, his statement was that a kol ha-kelim ha-elu means even the top of the neirot. Since the top of the Neirot get blackened, HaTorah Israel, and the Torah is going to be concerned with bad use of Klal Yisrael's money, and it's going to get blackened. So maybe you can make it just a little bit of gold. It doesn't have to be pure gold. Kamashpalan, even that's pure gold. Okay, back in the Mishnah, Chatzilog Shemen the Todah. The Todah had half a log of Shemen. In the context of the Todah, it says chalot matzot chalot pelulot b'shemen, or kikem matzot meshuchim b'shemen. Why did it say b'shemen twice? If it just said shemen once, hayiti omer harehu kachom nachot log. It's like a regular mincha and gets one log per set. Now it says b'shemen twice. Ribui acharibui, and in Rabbi Akiva's famous ribui umiyut system. The fact that it said Bashemen expansively and again expansively is Mamayit, Miatoa Katum Lachatzilog, you divide it in half, put a half log there instead of a full log. Ribuacharibui, Chadribui, what do you mean? It's not a Ribuacharibui, the first Shemen is needed for itself. But the answer is, if it hadn't said Shemen at all, it's like a regular mincha. If it didn't say oil, I know I need oil, and like a regular mincha, I need one log. That's why it's a ribui acharibui, because each mention of shemen is a ribui. Acharibui lemaet, you know, toakatu v'chatzilog goes down to a half log. Nachol yehi chatzilog zemit chalek lishloshet minim. I might think that this half log gets divided among all three of the matzah types: chalam, rikik, and revucha. Kshu omer b'shemen b'revicha, when it says b'revicha, you put it b'shemen. You don't need that because I already know that they're shemen. So the revicha gets extra shemen. Haketzad, what's the division? You take a half log and divide it into half, revit, revit. One revit goes to the chalot and rikikin, and that's why the nazir, who only have chalot and rikikin, only gets a revit. The other half goes for the revucha, which doesn't exist for the nazir. Rabbi Elazar turned to Rabbi Kiva and said, very nice, but I don't buy it. Akiva, imatam rabek kol ayom kulo b'shemen b'shemen eni shomei alacha. You can bring as many mentions of b'shemen, I'm not going to listen to you, because that's not the source for the halacha we agree on. Alachatzi log shemen l'toda, ur vi'it shemen l'nazir, what we already mentioned. V'achras ayom b'nida l'nida, which we're going to get to in a while when we get to Masachat Nida, about the 7 days of Nida, and then 11 days in between it, which is called Yimei Ziva, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Those Shiurim are Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, not based on Psukim. Okay, below Gayam Oded, the Mishnah then said, you used a regular log to measure out all the Menachot. Talking about him, Mitzora Aniktiv, and we said it was, and then it was based on, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it was based on the Pasuk about the Mitzora Ani, which says, Vologa Chad Shaman. Tiv Isaron Balul Velog. Limen al Isaron Shtaun Log. Dirachom Chom say, you see that each Isaron needs a log. Bring five Lugim. Nechem Rabbi Eliezer Omrim, so now Nechem joins Rabbi Eliezer. Afilu Mincha Shashim Yasronim, Ein La Ela Luga. Only one log. Shinemar, Mincha Velog Shaman. There we go. Nechem Rabbi Eliezer, they read this as Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, which is in the Mishnah. Hai Isaron Balul Velog Mayavdile. What do they do with Rabbi Chachamim's Pasuk? Haula gufei, that's for itself. The Dakam Rachman, a light tichad isaron. You have to bring an isaron. The ani has to bring, besides his chatat, one isaron. The idach, so what do Chacham say about that? The gufei lo tzarich, I don't need that isaron. The gufei, I mean, the gal Rachman, I got mitzor, gimel korbanot, v'gimel asronot. In a regular mitzor, who's not poor, brings three different korbanot, his chatat, his hola, and his asham. And along with the three asronot, so there's 3 to 3. Hachad chad korban chad isaron. Here he brings a chatat, so he brings one isaron. That's, I don't need a pasuk for that. V'idach, So Rabbi Nechem and Rabbi Elazar would say, I still need it. Why? Kid story. The Torah was very careful to say, this guy gets a break because he's poor, and therefore he doesn't have to bring all three. So maybe he doesn't have to bring a mincha at all, just the animal. Say there is no such thing as being a total clean slate. The cheapest thing you'll ever bring is a mincha. There's no cheaper than that. What do Rabbanan do with the pasuk Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov used? It's to tell you what the bottom line of the threshold, lower threshold of a mincha is. If you say, I'm going to bring a mincha, the minimum is something that requires a log. My niu isaron, that's an isaron. So therefore, it's not there to tell you that every mincha always gets one log. It's the opposite. It's to tell you that anytime you volunteer mincha, the minimum you bring is a log's worth, which is one isaron. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say, I agree, but you can learn two things from this, and the thing you mentioned and what we mentioned. Okay, Shishala par, Ba'ala ayo shishala keves, Menalan dichtiv, and the Torah says very clearly, in the yala par, a half hin is the par, that's six. Hin, tresar lugi havin, a hin is 12 log, dichtiv, a shemen zayid hin. Moshe used a full hin. Uchtiv, shemen mishchat kodesh, ye ze li ledor etichem. What's ze? Be gematria tresar havin. Ze is 7 and 5, that's 12 in gematria. So it's an allusion. It's certainly not the source for it, but it's an allusion to the idea that the log, 12 lugin made up a hin, and therefore, if you're supposed to bring a half hin for a par, that's 6 lugin, a third of a hin for an aisle, that's 4, a quarter of a hin for a keves, that's 3. Okay, so shal mechzel menorah, chatsi log l'chol ner. We talked about the menorah. Menahani mili, how do we know that it's a half a log for each ner? Detan rabbanan. Mi'arvat boker, the Torah says the menorah has to light from evening till morning. Tein la midatash te dolekem alechet mi'arvat boker. So that means you have to put in enough oil to light from evening till morning. The assumption here is for the longest night of the year, if you're going to keep a stable measure, it has to be enough to light during the longest night in December. Tavar acher mi'arvat boker, in the chavodah shekshirah b'arvat boker, el azubavad. This is the only avodah that's kasher at night, from evening till morning, and has to be done the whole time. Chacham ended up measuring, a chatzilog is the amount needed from evening till morning. And again, probably on the longest night of the year. Now, some people say that the way they got there was, they originally put in, let's say, a full log, saw that that was extra, the next day put in 9/10, etc., until they got to half, and they found that to be the right amount. The other version is, that they started with, let's say, a revita log, and that wasn't enough, and then a little more, until they got a chatzi log. The one who says they started low, ator chasavaran shel Yisrael. The Torah doesn't want us to waste extra money, so therefore they slowly measured it up, and instead of wasting. The one who says they started, let's say, with a log, and went down and down until they got to a half, we don't demonstrate poverty in a place of royalty such as the Mikdash. Okay, we'll pause here, pick it up in the next podcast with the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.